It seems appropriate that Dallas is referred to as Big D because the Cougar defense came up big in last week's dominating performance at SMU.
Jennings takes a snap off his right hip and throws, intercepted by the Cougars at the far boundary. Mark Collins, the defense stands tall and makes a massive play.
The scene now shifts to Laramie, where BYU can close out non-conference play at 3-0 as it faces former conference foe Wyoming in a hostile environment.
I think all the players know that this game goes way back. Besides Utah and Utah State, the history of BYU playing Wyoming, it's the third most played game in BYU's history. We know that Wyoming's a hostile environment. We know what their fans about. We know what their team's about. We're ready for them to give us our best shot, and we're excited to go from there.
It's time for BYU football as the Cougars face the Cowboys on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Live play-by-play coverage of BYU football is brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Les Olson IT, your office technology partner, and by Smith's Food and Drug, fresh for everyone. Let's take you inside the All Pro Capital broadcast booth at War Memorial Stadium in Laramie, Wyoming, and join Hans Olson along with the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU in white jerseys, white pants, royal blue helmets with the royal blue chrome face mask on the field. Wyoming in brown and gold and white. The captains tonight for BYU, Chase Roberts, Jacob Robinson, Tyler Batty, and John Nelson. They are striding to midfield for the coin toss, which will be conducted by Cal McNeil, tonight's referee. BYU's flag bearers tonight, Danny Hansen, Robert Davis, and Brandon Despain. Brandon is BYU's senior director of a video and technology and a Wyoming native from Casper. We love Brandon, does all the great video work at BYU Athletics. Cal McNeil has the captain shaking hands. We will next hear the voice of referee Cal McNeil for tonight's coin toss. All right, we don't hear his voice because he hasn't keyed his mic, or he's tried and failed. Either way, he's asked BYU to call the toss. It looks like BYU has won the toss, and Kalani always defers. So I'm going by gestures down there, and it appears that BYU has deferred. Wyoming will receive the football. Wyoming will defend the goal to our left, the north side here at the stadium. Again, BYU did win the toss. No microphone for the referee, and that could be a problem tonight. Hope they get that fixed. But Kalani's now won 51 and lost 54 coin tosses. And on all 51 wins, BYU has deferred. The Cougs do win the toss. We're going to get this one underway. Finishing off our flag bearers, the Team USA flag was brought out by Jovessa DeMooney. He's a running back in the mix. The Wyoming flag by Charles Miska, a new running back into the mix. And the Big 12 flag by McKay Hillstead. Those were tonight's flag bearers. Again, BYU in the all-whites with royal helmets. And Wyoming will be in gold pants, brown jerseys, white helmets. And we're at War Memorial Stadium. Greg Wrubell, Hans Olson, and Mitchell Juergens, your crew here in Laramie. Jason Shepard back in our BYU scoreboard studio. Kickoff is upcoming, and tonight's opening kickoff is brought to you by the BYU Salt Lake Center. Advance your education.
Test.
There we go. Now he's tested his mic, and now it's working. That's good to know. Advance your education in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu.
Well, right out of the gates, we're probably going to see some of this John Michael Gillenborg, Greg, that we've been talking about, if they can possibly get some help from him.
Wyoming tight end.
And I got to tell you, the Wyoming fans are packed in here. I just saw a 90-year-old guy dressed in cowboy gear turn around to the BYU fans and give them double thumbs down right in his face. So it's already getting hostile. It's a crazy place to play a football game.
At least it was only thumbs down.
It was thumbs down. But the BYU fan did step back. He's 90. He's right here. He's the guy sitting right here in the brown cap. And he turned to those two BYU guys and thumbs down them right in their face. I mean, it's already getting heated in this place.
All right, Will Farron's going to get this one underway. The ball is teed at the 35, right in my line of sight. We are right down this 35-yard line as BYU will kick it off from right to left, south to north here at the stadium as a nearly full moon rises on a beautiful night. Man, it's gorgeous today.
It is. Oh, this is incredible. I wish I could have played a night game in Wyoming with this type of weather. I might have enjoyed it. But you still have the welcome to 7,220 feet, they try to remind you. And, you know, where you got Provo that sits somewhere around 4,000 feet. You come up 3,000 feet or so. You know, you feel the air. It's a little bit thin. You just can't let it get in your mind. Coaches always have to talk about it, and players always, they have to be reminded. You're going to breathe either way.
69 degrees at kickoff. The low will be around 58, 57 when this game concludes 3-plus hours from now. All right, Will Farron takes the run-up. Boots the ball, and we are underway. And he hammers this one through the end zone. That didn't hit the ground till it was through the end zone off the back line. He was banging field goals in pregame that looked good from 65-plus. I think he's loving the 7,000 feet elevation.
They do fly. And I think that miss last week probably has him upset because he doesn't like to miss his field goals, and he doesn't miss many.
Evan Svoboda, 6'5", 245, a junior. He wears number 17, so you get the Josh Allen vibes. But 41% completion, not a Josh Allen vibe. And they'll open in the pistol, will the Cowboys. BYU in a 3-3-5 to open. The snap, Batty with a beautiful wrap-up tackle of the running back DJ Jones. And that'll be for a loss of a yard. Great work from Tyler to get and trail DJ Jones for the tackle. Jones, the North Carolina transfer, averaging only 3.6 yards per carry, but he is the lead back for the Pokes. The spot will be back at the 24-yard line. So second down and 11 now, loss of one on first and 10. Pistol again. Jones behind Svoboda. Play fake. Svoboda lofts it up down the right sideline. Too far for the intended receiver. And that was Jalen Bean. Not able to latch onto the long ball down the right side. So third down and 11. So the first defensive series for BYU puts the Cowboys in third and long.
Well, I do want to note that Isaiah Banya actually started out this game at the defensive end position. He got a little bit of help from Blake Mangelson, who got a nice press up the middle on Wes King. And that pressure forced the quarterback in the pocket for a little bit of pressure. He had to release it before he wanted to.
BYU stays with three down. Batty, Mangelson, now Asiata on the left end. Shotgun for Svoboda. Takes the chest high snap, looks to his left, and lobs it up down the left side. Again, too far for the intended receiver. He opens up 0 for 2, throwing it, looking for Alex Brown. And a 3 and out for Wyoming to open this one. And Evan Svoboda's completion percentage continues to drop.
Yeah, was 41% coming in. And we're going to just see it continue to fall after this. A little bit of pressure here. You had man press on the outsides. You had the slot that found the exit. But it's just wild inaccurate. That is a very inaccurate throw.
Jack Culbreth, averaging 44.1 yards per kick on 13 punts, will boot it away between the hash marks to Parker Kingston. The punt is away very high and plenty deep. Parker calls fair catch. Was in the air a long time. Makes the catch on the Mountain West logo between the 20 and 30 yard line. So BYU from the 27 will be the spot. First down and 10. Jake Retzloff on the Cougar offense out on the field for the first time tonight. Great to have you with us. BYU football is brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen. Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. First and 10, Cougars. Ball near hash. Cougars right to left as we see it and you hear it. And there is Miles Davis. He does get the first snap, and he'll be the pistol back. Austin Leusa gets his first start at right guard for BYU in place of the injured Sonny Macassini. Four down. They're going to bring six. The throw to the far side. Back shoulder. Nice catch made by Chase Roberts. Right at midfield. A big gainer on first down and 10. 23 yards to the center field stripe. Retzloff to Roberts. Beautiful throw and catch.
What I like is the accuracy on this throw. Roberts just out the outside, has a comeback route on the outside, and it's just perfectly placed for him to go get it. Getting it to your playmakers early.
Shotgun for Retzloff. Miles Davis off his right hip. Ball right at midfield. A short drop for Jake. Steps up and guns with a flag flying. Complete to Darius Lassiter at the 40-yard line. It's Roberts again, pardon me. But there was a flag right as Retzloff cocked the arm to throw.
That's going to be a holding on Leusa. Big number 55. He grabs his D-tackle, and as the D-tackle's pushing, he throws him down into the ground, which I love that snatch down. Maybe just got a little bit too much cloth.
Oh, Foley, number 55, offense, 10 yards from the previous spot. Replay first down.
Holding on number 55. He just tried to shuck him down. I really don't mind the snap downs. And typically you don't get called on the snap downs, but, Greg, when they see you pull jersey as you're pulling them down, they'll throw the flag.
Only the second holding penalty of the year for BYU. Pistol formation now. First and 20 back at the 40 of BYU. Negative play for the Cougs. Can they dig out? A quick out to Roberts, and he's back to the original line of scrimmage. So Retzloff to Roberts for 10, and now it's second and 10 from the 50-yard line.
We talked about this coming out of last week, just not getting the playmakers involved enough last week against SMU offensively. And you can see Aaron Roderick took note of that, and he's making sure he's getting it in Chase Roberts' hands early and often.
Give Roberts 11, setting up second and 9 from the first and 20. Retzloff sets up in the gun, far hash mark. He's got two receiving options to the right and two to the left. Almost no drop as he throws quickly to Cody Epps. A little sidestep. Did not get to the line to gain, however. Caught the ball at the 45, shuffled ahead to the 42. But I think this is four down territory for Aaron Roderick. So two plays to make 2 yards here. It is third down and a long two for BYU at the Wyoming 42 on the first drive of the game for BYU. 12:50 to go in the opening quarter. Our score 0-0. Third and long two for the Cougs. Ball near hash, BYU right to left. And again, I think this is two plays to get 2.5 yards.
Cody,
they want to get them all right here. Keelan Marion, wide to the right side. He's the only receiver on the right side of the field. Tight end, double tight, and a wide receiver left for Retzloff. Claps the hands, takes the chest high snap, throws on the in, knocked away, fourth down and long two. Going for Marion on the slant, it was broken up. And now the decision, which may have already been made, to go for it on fourth down. But that third and long two, you've got a quick throw, and credit the Wyoming DB for getting into Keelan Marion. And that was Keani Parks with the pass breakup, his second of the season.
They got the look they wanted. You know, you get a man-on-man in a quick slant situation with Keelan Marion, you'd think he'd get a little bit of separation. But Keani Parks is no slump.
No rushes yet for Miles Davis. Would they run on fourth and a long two? Retzloff in the shotgun. Motion man is Epps from right to left. Jake will take a deep drop. Now flushed out to his right. He will throw on the run. And the catch is made inside the 35-yard line and taking a pop to move the sticks was Keanu Hill. What a grab on a fourth and a long two, and what a throw from Jake Retzloff.
Also taking a pop is going to be Jake Retzloff. He's going to roll to the outside. He gets some pressure up the middle by Shea. Shea is putting the heat on him. He releases that thing in nearly full stride and puts it on the dot. That is a beautiful throw for a big-time first.
BYU now 6 for 8 on fourth downs. Shotgun to Retzloff. There's a give to Miles Davis, and he will take it middle for not much. Maybe a yard to the 33. Line of scrimmage was the Wyoming 34. First and 10 goes to second and 9. There's your first Miles Davis carry, but into a swarm of brown and gold-clad Cowboys at the 33-yard line. So second down, 9 for BYU. 11:30 to play in the opening quarter. BYU-Wyoming scoreless. BYU now in scoring territory. And where they are right now, you like Will Farron to put points on the board at the very least. Jake Retzloff shotgun, Miles Davis left hip. Twins left, twins right. Roberts motions right to left. Open in the right flats, Davis makes the catch, has the first down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line, given the 22 running between the hash and the numbers right side. BYU, a good-looking drive going, featuring a fourth-down conversion. They've been so good on those fourth downs, two massive fourth downs last week at SMU, and a big one early here in Laramie. All right, Lassiter, one of two wides left. It's also Epps on the left side. Wide receiver, short side, right side. Play fake, shuffle to the left, lobbing for the end zone. Cody Epps, and it is intercepted at the goal line by Wyoming.
Wow.
Brooke Brown, the nickelback, makes the pick at the goal line. It's a turnover for BYU on the first drive of the game. And for Jake Retzloff, that's interception number 3 on the season. A promising drive ends on a Wyoming pick.
Timeout.
And Rook was right with, in fact, he was in great position for the interception and comes away with it to turn it over. We've got timeout on the field. 10:35 to play here in Laramie. Opening quarter, 0-0. BYU has given it away on drive number one. More Cougar football next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
takes the swing pass in the right flat and takes it to the house.
You're listening to BYU Football on BYU Radio. BYU Sports Network.
Well, the bad news is BYU's given the ball up on Jake Retzlaff's third pick of the season. The good news is the interceptor, Rook Brown, came down with the ball inside his own one-yard line. So the Wyoming Cowboys now first and 10 inside their own one with a quarterback who has been prone to taking sacks. And so this will put immediate heat on the Wyoming offense to do something out of what is a positive play for them. But it's a positive fringed with a negative undertone as they've got to now snap it inside their one with 10:35 to play in the opening quarter. The promising drive for BYU ends with a Jake Retzlaff interception. All right, first and 10 for the Pokes. Going under center will be Evan Svoboda. The running back is DJ Jones. Ball near hash as they come out of the end zone. And Jones is tripped up, fell forward, but a nice gain to near the four-yard line. Had he kept his feet, he might have found himself second level and then some. However, he was tripped up and does set up a second down and seven. It was a gain of three out to the four-yard line. So well done just to get a little more breathing room. Jones remains the tailback. Under center again goes Svoboda. Second down, seven Pokes, 10-12 to play here in the opening quarter. Stretch handoff Jones outside the five to the six. So a third down and roughly five coming up for the Pokes. BYU forced Wyoming into a third and 11 and a punt on the opening Wyoming possession. Second Wyoming series has them third down and five. So BYU sees a chance for points go begging as they got into scoring territory on their first possession. The ball given away on the Retzlaff pick, and now the Cougs defense looking to get the offenses back again as it did so many times last week at SMU. All right, Jones, the tailback. He's off the left hip of Svoboda. Passing situation here, maybe third and five from the Wyoming six. The hand clap by Svoboda. Back pedals into his end zone and throws on the out, and it is incomplete. Too high and too wide for the intended receiver. On the coverage was Mark Collins, jersey number two, guarding jersey number two, Devin Boddy Jr. And so BYU's defense does the job again. Wyoming has not gained a first down, and that was incomplete to Boddy down the right sideline. So on third down, I make it fourth and five, pardon me, punting out of his end zone will be Jack Culbreth, and waiting at midfield will be Parker Kingston. So no damage done, and perhaps only time off the clock will be the damage for BYU as they get the ball back and good field position, ideally, with a clean handle. Culbreth punts away under some pressure, sky high but short. Fair catch called for by Kingston at the 44-yard line. BYU gets out of it, facing a short
field
at the Wyoming 44, and we'll get to first down and 10 for BYU with 9:22 to go in the opening quarter. Still 0-0 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Football is presented in part by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. BYU's third down defense this year, allowing only 23.3% against it. 7 for 30. Wyoming's already 0 for 2 tonight. Greg Wrubell, Hans Olsen upstairs. Jake Retzlaff on the offense back out on the field. Hans, what are Jake and BYU seeing from this Wyoming D early?
Well, they're mixing up their blitz packages. They're bringing 6, then they're bringing 4, then they're bringing 5, they're bringing 6, they're bringing 4. And what Jake is doing is he's reading right now Shea Sueinoa. And when Shea comes, he's trying to drop the hot or get the ball out. So they're doing a good job of mixing up their packaging pressures.
Double tight right along with Roberts. Lassiter left. Ball far hash. First and 10. BYU at the Wyoming 44. Play fake. And Retzlaff throws wide of Lassiter, who was open on the out to the left side. Second down and 10.
And right there, Wyoming had their entire defense up, and they brought all 6, and they tried to get the pressure early. Retzlaff might be able to take one more step back and give himself just a little bit more breathing room to deliver that on target and on time.
Second down and 10 from the Wyoming 44. Pistol formation now. Davis 3 yards in back of Retzlaff, who's 5 yards in back of the ball. The Connor Pay snap to Retzlaff. The toss right to Davis. And Davis gets only a yard running to the right numbers. It'll be third down and 9. Maybe no gain, actually, where they put the knee down. It'll be third and 10. They got nothing.
Okay, so they're putting everybody at the line now, Greg. They're putting everybody. They're putting seven across the board at the line. They don't want you to run. They don't want the flat tosses. So play action to look and give me something in the seam, just like you did on the fourth down. Right now that area is open where you saw Keanu Hill pop. The problem is that's a tough route to throw. A 10 to 15 yard in is a tough route to throw.
Tasse flexes wide right along with a wide receiver. Two wides left. The play clock's down to five. Retzloff's in the gun. Third down and 11, they say, for BYU. The Cougs are 0-for-1 on third down. The throw is to JoJo Phillips. Makes the catch, but well short of the line to gain. So is A-Rod in four-down territory here. The line of scrimmage is 39. And so it'll be fourth down and five. And the offense stays on the field. So BYU's already 1-for-1 on fourth downs. Fourth down and five from the Wyoming 39. So BYU's first two possessions get into Wyoming territory. First possession ending in an interception near the goal line. This goes to a fourth and five. And as noted a few moments ago, BYU's been exemplary. 6-for-8 on fourth downs in the early going this season. Davis's left hip of Retzloff, who's got two wides to the right. He will look left and throw to an open mile. Keanu Hill makes the catch. Keanu Hill for the first down on fourth and five and out for eight to the left side and to the 31-yard line. BYU moves the sticks again.
Keanu Hill is actually connected to the line of scrimmage, and it's just a drift out to the left flats. And that's where if you don't have that outside linebacker that's drifting into flats coverage, it's going to be open for the drop-off and easy first down.
BYU 0-for-2 on third down, 2-for-2 on fourth down.
Well,
first down and 10 inside the Wyoming 35, spots the 31. Retzloff to shotgun. He's got Dale Davis off his right hip. Double tight to the right. The run is left. No, it's a keeper by Retzloff. Retzloff trying to get to the edge, stringing it out. Jake stretching and trying to squirm out of a tackle that brings him down at the 26-yard line. Second down and five coming up for BYU. Gain of five by Retzloff. We have 7 minutes even to play in the opening quarter. Scoreless game. Cougar fans hope not for long. 26-yard line, so you are in scoring territory. BYU on its first drive got into a similar spot before a giveaway. Got to the Wyoming 23 on possession number one. This is the Wyoming 27-yard line. Second down and six. They gave Retzloff four. Helmet high snap to Jake. Looks to his right. Throws underneath. Catch made. Right at the line to gain. Just beyond it, I think, for a first down. Give him the 20-yard line. Give BYU the first down. Parker Kingston on the catch. A nice settle and a good find by Retzloff. So BYU's now in the red zone. First down and 10.
So now Wyoming rushes four, and they drop the rest back into coverage. There's actually a pretty nice zone set right there at the sticks, but that's a really nice job on your route, finding the sticks, getting just past it, making sure you come down with the first.
BYU 8-for-9 in the red zone, featuring six touchdowns. A short boot by Retzloff. Pressure comes in. Open underneath is Keanu Hill. Catch 15-10. Will saunter in for six. Keanu Hill opens the scoring for BYU. Touchdown, Cougars. Keanu's first score of the year and 12th as a Cougar. It's 6-0 Cougs. 5:58 to go in quarter number one. Wide open is Keanu Hill on the right side of the field.
That's exactly what we were talking about, Greg. When they're bringing five, when they're bringing six, there's going to be pockets and areas through the middle of the field. If you can hit it in stride with tempo, then you get some room to work with. And Keanu Hill is a nice big target. And it's nice to see Keanu show up to this party because Keanu's a fantastic receiving tight end that we just haven't seen do enough to this point, but he is open often and early in a big score there.
The Farron PAT try is up and good for Jake. Passing touchdown number five on the year and eight for the BYU career. And that's our first Mountain America Credit Union touchdown of this game. For each touchdown,
timeout on the field.
Thank you. For each touchdown BYU scores this season, Mountain America will donate $250 to the American Red Cross to help fund humanitarian services and programs. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Jake Retzloff, Keanu Hill, and the Cougars get into the end zone. The PAT makes it 7-0. Taking a break, 5:58 to go in quarter number one. Cougs lead the Cowboys 7-0 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This Pigskin scoring summary is brought to you by your Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats. From farm to fork, Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats take pride in good practices that produce safe and nutritious pork right here in Utah. Make pork your protein of choice all season long. For delicious and nutritious pork recipes, visit pork.org. And BYU's Pigskin scoring summary looks like this. 7 plays, 44 yards, 3:24 off the clock. The scoring pass, 20 yards. Jake Retzloff to Keanu Hill. The PAT from Will Farron is good. 7-0 BYU over Wyoming. And the Cougs are now 9-for-10 in the red zone, with 7 of the 9 scores being touchdowns. And Jake Retzloff finds Keanu Hill to put the Cougs on top.
Those are great percentages in red zone play. Roderick is really focused on that. Jake Retzloff is really focused on that. But right there, you just cracked that blitzing scheme. Now, Wyoming's got to go back to the drawing board. They can't just bring six like that. They got to figure out something else.
Kickoff by Farron. Gets on the back line and through the end zone for the touchback. Wyoming first down and 25. The Cowboys have 0 first downs. BYU has 6 here in the opening quarter.
Well, I'm expecting BYU to come out and, again, get really physical and aggressive and force Svoboda, who has been very inaccurate, into more inaccuracies. Also, Luke To'omalatai has been a huge influence on the interior of this BYU defense.
BYU will go with 4 down linemen. We see a lot of 3 down. They're going to go with 4. Banya and Batty on the edges. Nelson and Mangelson inside. Svoboda is in empty. He's got quads left and a tight end right. The hand clap, the belt high snap, the quarterback keep. Through the B-gap right side for a gain of a couple to set up 2nd down and 8. Evan Svoboda on the carry. Svoboda throwing it as 0 for 3. So far tonight, Jake Retzloff is 9 for 12 for 98 and a score plus a pick. A pass efficiency rating of 154.4 for Jake in the early going. Banya out and Lutui in on the end. And BYU will stay with 4 down. And they go 4-3. On 2nd down and 8 from the Wyoming 27. Pressure from Svoboda's right. His first completion goes to the right side. Outside the right side numbers to Alex Brown. So catch number 1 by Brown. Completion number 1 by Svoboda. But a flag down. Is it in roughing the passer territory? I see Jacob Robinson back there.
I think that's a block. I think it's a clip. I think it's a block in the back.
So Jacob got up a little slow. Maybe he was the aggrieved party there.
Yeah, he was coming in on a pretty clear rush, and you had an offensive player come from the line of scrimmage to his back. So that's got to be some type of blocking in the back.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness hitting player on the ground, number 6. Previous spot foul, half the distance, replay, 2nd down.
So the completion will be wiped out, and they'll replay 2nd down and lose a bunch of yards as Jacob Robinson was roughed in the... You don't see a lot of that.
Yeah.
That Jacob Robinson was roughed in the Wyoming backfield.
Yeah. He came back from the line of scrimmage and kind of threw his shoulder pads into the back part of him and then kind of wrapped up the leg. So I don't know. Typically, you'd have it as a block in the back, or you'd have something more specific.
2nd and 22. For the Cowboys. They've yet to convert a first down yet. They are 0 for 2, have punted on their 2 fourth downs. They'll go to a short pistol with DJ Jones behind Svoboda, and only about a yard behind Svoboda. Will now move to his right hip. Svoboda claps the hands. BYU brings 6, and the throw to the right side, 20-yard line and more. The Cougs go for the strip, don't get the ball jarred loose, but out to the 25 is Jalen Sargent with the reception. Sargent with his first catch of the season. And now makes it more manageable, setting up a 3rd down and 9. That was a gain of 13. And Sargent shook off a tackle. Well, they'll say 3rd and 10. They'll put the ball right at the 25, so back to the original line. 3rd down and 10 for Svoboda and the Cowboys. He's in the gun. A wing back. Look to the left. 2 wides left in a stack and a single wide right. The look is left. The throw is left. It is in the air and broken up by Jacob Robinson at the far sideline. And on 4th and 10, Wyoming will punt it away again. 3 series and 3 punts. The intended receiver, Chris Durr Jr., and Jacob Robinson right where he needed to be to prevent the completion. It'll be 4th and 10. The Cowboys are punting it away.
BYU does a good job of getting pressure again, so they're manufacturing some of it. Ephraim Asiata has come into this game, and he's going to drop into coverage but keep that tackle wide, and that allows a little bit of pressure up the middle. And then you get into a quick throw situation.
Punt away. Fair catch called for by Parker Kingston and makes it at the 30. That was high and deep, and BYU first and 10 from the Cougar 30-yard line.
On the field.
We'll take a break. BYU 7, Wyoming no score. We have 4:14 to play in the opening quarter on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
7-0, Cougars over the Cowboys, 4:14 to go in quarter number one. Greg and Hans upstairs. Mitch Juergens down on the field and in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you, Mitch.
Yeah, I think, we came into this game with such an impressive performance last week with the defense, and they've picked up right where they've left off. Three straight three and outs, playing so aggressively. The secondary is blanketing these receivers, making it really hard for Svoboda to do anything. Just such an encouraging defensive performance that week to week, if they can keep this up, this is a fun defense to watch.
Thank you, Mitch. Sione Moa will be the running back for BYU. Miles Davis, 2 carries for 1 yard to this point, has 1 catch for 10 yards.
Nice reception.
Moa will be off the left hip of Jake Retzloff. 29-yard line the spot after the fair catch, so it's a 71-yard field facing BYU. Retzloff in the gun. 2 wides right side, looks underneath and throws to Keanu Hill. It's knocked out of his hands, incomplete, broken up. Keanu was well covered, had it in his hands, but they popped it loose, so it'll go to second down and 10.
Suyanoa's right there, and he's going to try to scoop this thing up and make it a big spectacle, but Keanu's got to clamp down on that ball. That's a very catchable pass. In fact, that thing has to be caught. There's no options.
Raking it out was the corner, Tyrekus Davis, in the neighborhood along with Suyanoa on Hill. So second and 10, Moa is to back off the right hip of Retzloff. Option to the right. Jake will pitch back to Moa. Moa shakes off a tackle, gets to the line to gain, and lays the lumber at the end of the play. Well done by Sione Moa. Takes the option pitch and hammered the safety Isaac White at the end of that play, too, at the boundary, and moves the sticks. A 10-yard run for Moa. He turned the edge and was looking for Moa and got there. The line to gain and a gain of 10-plus. BYU first and 10 to the 40.
Hey. First look on Moa.
Yep. It,
looking pretty sharp,
you
caught
know,
the edge.
And I thought coming into the week, you go hot hand. Whoever it is, go hot hand. It's running
good.
Back of my committee right now without Ropati and Martin available. Moa stays to back, trips left, including Tase. Tase will now motion to the right, pick up a blocker as Jake takes a deep drop and goes deep looking for Roberts. It's in Tersau! It's dropped by the defensive back. It was a misfire to Roberts, and he almost had his second pick of the night. Rook Brown couldn't come down with it, but he had the best shot at it. That was nearly interception number 2. It might have been going for Chase, but either he turned the wrong way or Jake threw the wrong direction.
Well,
that was nearly intercepted.
Chase, it looked like Jake thought Chase was going to run to the post. He was going to run to the corner.
It went post.
And Chase ran to the post. And that's some confusion. If they're on the same page, he probably gets under that throw.
Rook had it in his hands and couldn't come down with it. The Cougs catch a break. Second and 10 for Retzloff on the Cougs. Moa off the left hip. Motion man Marion stops in the backfield. Flags fly. Play blown dead.
Just a delay.
Prior to the snap, delay game. Number 12, offense. 5-yard penalty from previous spot. Remains second down.
Second penalty against BYU, 2 for 15.
It was so close. I thought they were going to miss it. It was so close, but I saw it ticking.
So the spot back to the 35-yard line. The line to gain is right at the midfield stripe, which is outlined in Cowboy Gold. And the Bucking Bronco Cowboy logo right at midfield here in Laramie. A stripe out tonight calling for Brown and Gold in the stands. Motion Epps left to right. Give no keep by Retzloff. He faked to Moa and kept up the right hash just out to the 42. That was off a second and 15, a gain of 7. So setting up a 3rd down and 8 here for BYU. 42.5-yard line, the spot. BYU going right to left as we see it and you hear it as we get under 3 minutes to play. In quarter number one, 7-0, Cougs over the Cowboys. BYU's not converted a 3rd down yet. 0 for 2 on 3rd, 2 for 2 on 4th. Shotgun and split backs, Moa and Davis in the backfield with Jake Retzloff. Two wides left, single wide right. Helmet high snap to Jake. Deep drop, pressure in, deep out. And is it caught on the sideline? Oh, they say no. Parker Kingston said catch. The official said incomplete. Two of them said incomplete. I think the Kalani's calling for a replay on this or likes the chances of this being overturned.
Greg, he, on the field is incomplete pass.
He had that thing in his hands. He had that thing in his hands. That's gonna be a first down.
So two officials right on the sideline, both signal incomplete, but right in front of BYU's Kalani Sitake was Parker Kingston, and Kalani immediately made the signal for take a look at it.
Yeah, this thing is going to be a first down. He's got that thing secured.
Yep.
Not
have survived the catch. When he comes to the sideline,
yep.
The ball hits the ground. There
That's
was loss
call.
Of control.
That's a good call. It's funny because he had it secured. He had his feet down. He's out of bounds and kind of right underneath Kalani's shadow. And that ball jostles in his right hand and kind of scrapes against that turf. That's a good call by the officials. Good eyes.
After review, the ruling on the field is confirmed of incomplete pass. Fourth down.
Good eyes by the officials to be able to see that. Now they're right there by it, and they see that thing jostle. But that thing is as close as it gets.
BYU punts away. The player must maintain complete and continuous control of the ball throughout the process of contacting the ground, whether in the field of play or otherwise. And that was not the case for Parker Kingston. Lost control on the sideline. So BYU will punt it away for the first time tonight. Fourth and eight for the Cougars. Sam Vanderhaar. Little rugby look to the right. Tyler King will make the fair catch inside the Wyoming 15. So a long field facing the Cowboys late in quarter number one. 2:20 to play in the opening quarter. 7-0 BYU leading Wyoming. So three possessions for BYU. The first drive, very promising, ending with an interception near the Wyoming goal line. Second possession was a touchdown scoring drive of 44 yards after a short field following the punt. That was the ensuing action following that interception. And then BYU does move the sticks on its next possession, but does punt for the first time. So three drives, one score, 7-0 Cougs, and Wyoming backed up, though. They haven't had very good field position, have the Cowboys. Their own 25, then their own 1, now their own 11.
And you wonder how long they roll with this anemic offense. Svoboda is just so inaccurate.
Svoboda in the gun. Gives to a sweeping running back to the far boundary. Who turned the corner, but stood up pretty well, was Tyler King, the wide receiver on jet sweep. Got a nice gain of 7 or 8, however. So this is Wyoming's fourth possession. I should restate that. Their line of scrimmage starts with the 25, the 1, the 25, and now the 12 officially. Gets out to the 16. Oh, they say he stepped out of bounds. Just only 4 yards upfield. So it'll be second down and 6. Under 2 minutes to play in quarter number one. Wyoming shows quads to the right and a tight end left. BYU shows 3 down linemen. Empty for Svoboda. Throws right flat, complete to the 20, but caught shy of the line to gain. Needed to get out to the 22. It'll be third down and short. The pass complete to the running back, Jamari Farrell, to the right side. So they'll mark at 21. Third and a long one, really. Now, best third down distance for Wyoming on this night.
That's probably a first down if Talon Alfrey doesn't come in and support on that hit. He just dropped the helmet down, put the shot on him, nearly broke his face mask in half. That's a nice pop by Talon Alfrey.
The average third down was 3rd and 8. This is 3rd and 1. Svoboda on quarterback keep moves the sticks for Wyoming's first down of the night. He's out to the 26-yard line. A gain of 5 on 3rd and 1. That was pretty easy for Svoboda.
Isaiah Banya is right there to hit Svoboda, but Svoboda does have some power. He is a big guy, as Greg's mentioned. 6'5", 245, 250 pounds. But Isaiah's right there, and he leans into number 13, Banya, and takes him for the first down.
First chain mover of the night. 7-1 now in first downs. BYU in the advantage and on the scoreboard, 7-0. Defender late off is Batty. BYU with 5 on the line, 8 in the box. Sprint right for Svoboda. He will tuck, run, hit the near sideline after a nice gain of 6-7 yards.
as you mentioned, BYU had everybody walked up the line, and there was really no support to the edge. That's a good job keeping. He sold the fake downhill really well and kept around. Isaiah Banyas got to stay wide enough that he can force that run back to the inside.
That was the last play of the opening quarter.
That's the end of the first quarter. Timeout on the field.
7-0 BYU over Wyoming after one here in Laramie. Taking a break. More Cougar football after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's any card for the win right now at Mountain America Credit Union, which means it's